This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Is your website stuck in 2005? Let's fix that. Centered Marketing Group builds sleek, professional websites. Just $500 down. Stand out. Sell more. Elevate your image. Visit centeredmarketing.com.
Hi, Sean Hayes, the Ag Center, giving us a weekly thoughts on the ag economy and kind of drawing some continuity between what's happening with the ag economy the past 20 years and now I think how consumers are feeling right now. You know, the ag economy past 20 years or longer has been going through this continuing consolidation while, falling kind of profits per unit of production because costs are rising with kind of flat pricing on the product we're growing has made guys chase lower profit per unit with larger scale, right? So if I make 10 cents a pound of something and I make 100 pounds of it, I'm not doing so great. But if I make 1 million pounds of something at 10 cents a pound profit, I do all right. Following that has been consolidation in the processor segment as well. You look at California, we've got really four kind of large creameries, three of which are co-ops that control the milk. You can't even move from creamery to creamery anymore. Once you're in a creamery, you're there. And even if you try to sell yourself out of that creamery, the creamery can control whether or not you can sell your base to somebody else, right? So you're kind of locked. You look at tomato processing, there's three or four tomato processors in the state of California that really run everything. Realistically, if you don't get a contract with one of those few people, you don't get to grow tomatoes. Or at least have some inspection to buy them at the price they set. You look at beef packing in the United States, 85% of all beef in the United States is packed by four large companies. And with all that consolidation, you see profits move in one direction usually. And historically, in the farming industry, they've really moved toward the processing end. And I tell people all the time, like, how many farms have you seen go out of business versus how many processing and food companies have you seen go out of business? And that's usually a kind of easy way to tell. And when you see what these large co-ops have done and these large processors have done, you can also see that the large family farms that have kind of figured this out have also moved into the processing range. Like in Texas, there's a large family there, I won't use their name, that's probably milking close to 200,000 cows pretty soon with their own two milk plants and all the other businesses vertically integrated underneath them. They're going to be just fine versus somebody else that's 3,500 cows in California trying to figure out whether or not they can go to another creamery or not, or if they're going to get an assessment placed against them for something the creamery did. So seeing that, more and more power concentrated in fewer people, leaving less and less choices for the folks that don't have that power, and that's what the ag industry has been kind of fighting over time. I think you see the same thing with the consumers. Now, if you look at consumers in the United States in the past 20 years, 10% of the folks in the United States consume now 68% or 65% of all the goods and services in the U.S. And what's happened is you see this consolidation of power, economic power, into the top few. 93% of the stock market owned by 10 to 15% of top earners in the United States. And if you look at worker productivity, worker productivity over the past 20 years has doubled, but the average inflation adjusted income of that worker has gone up 20%. And so you've got what this called its K economy. And so same thing with the U.S. ag industry, right? See large producers and processors, kind of on this line in the economy, right? And then you see everybody else on this other line, this declining line where they're just making enough to survive and trying to get by. Meanwhile, inflation is just chewing them up. And so the U.S. consumer, for the most part, GDP, which is kind of a measure of all the goods and services in the United States minus imports that we've been seeing, they don't get the benefit of that like they used to. So 70% of that GDP now goes to that top 10 to 20% of folks earners in the United States, where the remaining 30% gets spread to the 90% down below. And one of the greatest things I think you can see about this, and again, drawing a line between, ag economy and the U.S. general economy, is when you look at the amount of, for example, McDonald's stores in the United States. There's 14,000 franchise locations in the United States right now. There's 19,000 private equity firms in the United States now. There's more private equity firms trying to sell things to large net worth, large wealth families and businesses than there are businesses selling hamburgers to people in the lower end income. Again, this K economy. And I think until we start tackling some of these structural issues that we have with that economy and kind of finding a way to break up some of that power at the top to let it kind of spread out and let economic opportunity happen again, you're going to continue to have these issues with failures in the ag industry and stress in the general economy and people that are just out there working hard. But those are my kind of thoughts this week. Just want to kind of draw a little continuity between the two parts of the world that I live in, and hopefully that makes some sense to you. Thanks.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.